A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Lamed, Shavuos 30A. Pagination is 59. We'll start from the beginning of the page, the start of the fourth perek of Maseches Shavuos. By way of introduction, we look at the Rambam in the beginning of Helchos Eidos, where the Rambam writes, Ha'ed mitzvah l'ha'ed bevezdin. A witness has a mitzvah to say testimony in Bezdin, b'chol edus sheyodeya, in whatever testimony he knows that could benefit the Bezdin's pursuing truth, clarifying what really happened. The aid is obligated to say the testimony. The actual mitzvah with the violation that we're going to be discussing is in the case sheyitav enu lahaid, that someone came and called him to Bezdin, demanded of him that he should come to the court and say the testimony, as the pasuk in Vayikra says, v'hu eid ora o yada im lo yagid v'nasa avono. He's a potential witness, and if he doesn't say the testimony, there is a sin associated with that. And as we'll explain, the full-blown violation is talking in a case where the person was demanded to say the testimony. There's a kefira, a denial that he has the testimony, and he makes a shavua, an oath to that effect. On the previous daf, we encountered a different case where the person admits that he knows testimony, but does not want to say the testimony for whatever reason. And we even had a case where the person made an oath that he won't say the testimony. That's not our case. Our case is that he's using the oath as a denial on his ability to say the testimony. It's interesting that when the Sefer HaChinuch brings this case, this mitzvah, I should say, in Chinuch Kuf Chaf Beis, he simply writes, it's a to'eles gedola, it's a great benefit for mankind to say testimony, ein tzorech laharich, and I don't really have to be lengthy about it, because it's obvious. To a certain extent, the potential witness is a shutaf, a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a concept that a dayan, a judge, who judges correctly, is a partner of Hashem's in achieving justice and directing money or events in the way that they're supposed to be handled. The witness is critical in that, because the dayan, the judge, can't do anything unless there's a witness, two witnesses, who can verify what happened, and based on that, he's able to issue his ruling. All of that is wrapped up in this concept of mankind pursuing justice and a proper outcome to the court case. When a witness refuses to do so, so he's hampering the proper conduct of the justice system. Our Mishnah begins, Shavuos HaEidos, this oath, adjuring somebody that they should come to Bezdin because they know the testimony and they should say it, Noheges bo'anoshim v'lo b'noshim, applies by men but not by women, because the woman wouldn't be able to say testimony anyway in a conventional sense. And therefore, in its fullest violation form, it doesn't apply to women. We could contemplate nowadays where it is common for the Beis Din to take into account what other evidence is available, whether it's records, printed records, whether it's the account of women, but a woman is not a formal aid in a Beis Din to the point that she could be cross-examined in the manner of witnesses, and people who pay attention to Ta'amei HaMitzvahs, the logical reason, what message is there in such a law, explain that it would seem the message is that a woman is not put in that, to a certain extent, compromised situation where, as a witness, she would be cross-examined in order to verify the truth. Baruch Hokim, the Shvuas Oedus, the demand to say testimony, and the violation if you don't, only applies by people who are non-relatives. Velobikrovim, but not by people who are relatives, because the relatives wouldn't be able to say testimony anyway. Again, over here, just parenthetically, there are cases where the Beis Din might take certain things into account, but in a conventional sense, they're not valid witnesses, and therefore it's meaningless as far as obligating it on an oath and with a karban ola v'yored. It's not the conventional sense. B'kesherin, it only applies if you're demanding a kosher person to say the testimony, v'lo b'psulim, but not by a person who's invalid, because if he's invalid anyway, so makes no difference if he would agree to testify. There's no tangible impact, and therefore it's not the case of Shavuos HaEdus. Ve'eina noheges ela beru'uyin l'ha'id, and it only applies by people who are fitting to say testimony. And of course, this sounds redundant. So the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the Rambam brings this when he brings the halachas, la'afuke mai, what does it come to include or exclude, really? Include in the list of exclusions. Amrav papa la'afuke melech. It's coming to exclude the case of a king that, since he wouldn't be saying testimony anyway, so he's not going to be included in this law of Shavuos HaEdus. In the words of the Rambam, Shavuos Perek Yud, Hayu Edov o Echod Mehem, Posel o Karov, if his witnesses, even one of them, is invalid or a relative. The concept of relative is not that he's posel, it's not that we're worried that he's lying, it's just that he's not valid as a witness. Va'afilu mipsuli edus shel devrayim, even if it's only rabbinic that he's invalid. O shahaya ha-melech echad me'edov, she'ena ra'i l'ha'id, or one of the witnesses is the king, and he's not fitting to say testimony, he would not be brought into the Beis Din to say testimony. One of the concepts here is that we're not going to cross-examine the king. Then he's going to be exempted from this concept of Shavuos HaEdus, because even if he has the testimony, it still is not going to be actualized in Beis Din. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.